You're listening to Them Damn Indians on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly. I'm the lone damn Indian in the studio today, but it's a beautiful day nonetheless. If you're out and about, be careful. I don't know what it is lately, and I do say lately because it's like lately everybody is driving completely insane. And I know we're in Oklahoma, and I know we have like the worst drivers in the whole country. There's been polls about it. I happen to sort of agree with that, but I've been in other states like Michigan. It's a different kind of clusterfuck in Michigan traffic as opposed to Dallas. Oh my God, Houston. I still say if you can drive in Houston traffic, you can drive anywhere in the world. But yeah, just be careful out there. People are going very, very crazy. At this time. So what's in the news? Let's see what's in the news today. First of all, this is from Axios. And, you know, the new guidance from the CDC has had a lot of people confused. Okay, so before we even get into our article, there are... this is my issue with it. Like, okay, so if you're fully vaccinated, had your whole round of vaccines, it seems like you're good to go, right? You don't have to wear a mask indoors or outdoors. You can go do whatever you want. Except, you know, there are certain businesses that require you to wear your masks. And let me tell you, if you're coming to any of the Oklahoma Indian Legal Services events, we are still practicing social distancing and we are wearing our masks. We're still dealing and in close proximity to a lot of elders. And even though we are fully vaccinated, and I do trust the science on that, there are people who can't get vaccinated for whatever reason. And so we don't want to put anybody at risk for COVID. And so we're going to continue to do that until Oklahoma Indian Legal Services says we don't have to. But as long as they want to make sure that they take those precautions at their events, we will follow suit. So don't forget, we're going to be in Bartlesville this Thursday. Just a quick little, you know, off ramp back right back on. One of the things about our CDC guidance now, and this is another, like, one of those things that's like self-regulation. Well, people have to regulate themselves. We know that doesn't work. We know it doesn't. So how do we know who's really vaccinated and who isn't? Some people say ask who they voted for. But there are a lot of people who never even wore masks anyway. So if they never wore masks anyway, you probably know that they're not vaccinated, right? I mean, is that a safe assumption? And so when are we going to get to that herd immunity? And I'm glad that the vaccine is available for young people now. The Pfizer vaccine, which I personally received, is approved for children 12, as young as 12. So if parents or if the kids themselves want to get vaccinated, hey, more power to them. The vaccines are becoming more readily available. And it's just a good idea to have. If nothing else, it's peace of mind. To me, it was peace of mind. Completely. Number one, we had to get our shots early because, you know, legal problems don't stop. We knew that. We knew that during COVID. We continued to do a lot of our legal clinics during that time. And we had the drive-through events. Those were a lot of fun. So now we're going to get to actually kind of move indoors. But again, it's still just a good idea to have it. But my point is Axios. This is on our social media pages, of course. And the headline is Vaccine Hesitant Americans Cite Inaccurate Side Effects. Oh, good. An alarming amount of vaccine hesitant people who list side effects as a top concern falsely believe the vaccines cause death, DNA alteration, infertility, or birth defects, according to a recent Harris polling. Why it matters. Respondents also listed blood clots, which are a real side effect of some coronavirus vaccines, but extremely rare. This survey suggests that misinformation or a skewed understanding of risk may be behind a sizable portion of vaccine hesitancy. You think? Between the lines, the survey drilled down into the concerns of respondents who said they are not likely to get a vaccine, specifically the 25% who cited being worried about side effects as one of their top reasons for not getting vaccinated. Awareness of blood clots increases with age per the survey. Here's a couple of points. While only 37% of Gen Z respondents said they think the vaccine causes blood clots, 81% of boomers or people 57 and older said the same. Technically, these respondents are right. Some COVID-19 vaccines have been linked to blood clots, but in very few cases. It's unclear how worried the respondents are about blood clots, but if the side effects they're most aware of are also the ones they're most concerned about, they're probably way overestimating the risk. About half of Gen Z respondents accurately listed flu-like symptoms as side effects, compared with 65% of boomers. But the generational gap in the number of people who inaccurately listed other side effects shrunk. For example, 24% of Gen Z respondents cited infertility, and 20% of boomers said the same. I'm going to pause right here because the article's ended now. I thought I had a couple more paragraphs to go. 20% of boomers cited infertility. Think about that. This article already said that they have defined boomers as those aged 57 and older. Okay. What did it say? 57 and older. That's all it says. Don't blame me if there's some of the greatest generation left. Okay. That's what this article says. So we're going to go with it. 20% of the respondents 57 and older had cited infertility issues. I have issues with this on so many levels. on the female side of it, and as a woman who I guess if I really, really wanted to, if I was absolutely dedicated and wanted to, absolutely wholeheartedly, I could probably still have a child if I wanted one. I might have an egg or two left, I think. Pretty sure of it at this point. I can't even say it, right? Even at my age, I can't even say it. Should there ever be some kind of weird thing that happens within the next year or two, and that for some reason God needs to play a trick on me, or if I just decided, hey, I'm gonna whatever, I'm just on my own, okay, I might get hit on the head or something, who knows. That's like a one and done thing, right? Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, now you need to have a sibling. It's like, no. There's no siblings. But I guess it's different for men. Men can have young wives and those young wives be concerned about having kids. I mean, because there's going to be a certain point where a wife's not going to be able to have children. As long as the man's sperm can swim, he can impregnate somebody. So there's that. I don't know. There's a lot of things in here that are cause for concern for just regular people like you and me. Okay. One of them, and basically this is saying, well, the one that they hear the most, and I guess the one that they would consider most dangerous, most immediately dangerous, would be a blood clot because, I mean, let's face it, they can kill you. And so I think that, and just like this article says, because it has been highlighted so much, that's what people say. So, you know, well, that's why. And but there's a lot of other things that they're citing that DNA alteration, like 26% said they were worried about DNA alteration. They're a generation too late to worry about DNA alteration. It's unfortunate that person, those people's DNA couldn't have been altered before they answered and responded to this poll. And it's like I said, infertility, I'm still stuck on that. Like 20% of boomers are worried about infertility. I don't really want to know, although I feel like I must now, if, like, okay, so let's just say it's at the very bottom. Let's just say you're 57, okay? You're 57 years old. You want to have kids now in your life? I guess some men, and it'd have to be men, right? Because I don't know. I just don't know very many 57-year-old women who are having babies. I don't know. And I don't know. I mean, surely, I guess, a surrogate adoption. But, like, I mean, biological babies. I just don't know very many. You see them in, like, on front of the tabloids and things like that. But, like, I just personally don't know anybody who's had a baby in their 50s. Me, personally, I don't. Or why they would want to. Most people in their 50s are getting, that I know. I mean, me and my classmates, we're not even in our 50s yet. And a lot of my younger cousins, already grandparents, like, they're not trying to have babies anymore. Or shit, are they? I don't know. They're a bunch of damn Indians. You just don't know. That's how our families get all fucked up, too, is like a couple. And they can be together for, like, ever, and, like, have a whole family and have a grown family and be having grandkids, and then all of a sudden have another kid together, like, just pop up. So, or two, maybe. I don't know. Maybe have a set of twins. So, who knows? But it's possible, and it can happen. So, I guess the answer's in the question. Just, if it's all working and the creator's willing, I guess. But I think that there should be some more research done on the actual effects, and some research on how many people have experienced these side effects. That second Pfizer shot was a doozy. It took me down. It did. But once I'm on the other side of it, I feel better and I have peace of mind. So I just encourage you to consider it and encourage you to do some research if you are hesitant about getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Just do your research on where they're going to be dispensing those shots. And make yourself an appointment, or just learn more about it if you want to. If not, hey, that's your own personal choice. But we're never going to know who's fully vaccinated and who's not. So just always keep that in mind. I'm still going to wear my mask, just letting y'all know. Still going to happen. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out today. Be weather aware. That's all I can say today. We're in Oklahoma. It's May. Be weather aware. We're indigenous, we're independent, and you're listening to Them Damn Indians at Talk Jive Radio.